The Rock Pit will no longer be heard on this radio channel. Instead, KRFP is changing format to Christian Fundamentalist Broadcasts. Bow down and pray with me, brothers and sisters, as we bring you the Christian Power Hour, only on KRFP FM.
We've rewarded laziness and called it welfare. You no longer look to God, you look for a check in the mail. In the Bible says the man that does not work should not eat. I still think that ought to be the law in the United States of America. If you don't want to get up off your blessed assurance and go to work, starve! I don't care! Starve! I don't feel sorry for you. Go to work! Death is better than compromise. Death is better than compromise. What are you willing to put your life on the line for? The Bible says in the book of Revelation about the New Testament saints, they love not their lives unto the death. Does that describe the 21st century church in America? I think not. Jesus said, if any man comes after me, and he's not willing to forsake his father, and he's not willing to forsake his mother, he cannot be my disciple. Think about that.
Just kidding. Ha! Had you going there, didn't I? Ha 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 ha. It's Sunday night, and guess what time it is? It's time for the Rock Pit. I'm Cooter Jones. I don't know how many of you know it, but next weekend, about the same time, the world is supposed to end. Anyway, using head-spinning numerological calculations, a preacher evangelist-type dude, Harold Camping, is predicting the end of the world. He's determined that the world will end next Saturday, May 21st, and he's used similar biblical math to pinpoint when Abraham was circumcised, which is a very important date, mind you, and when the earth was created, which he says is 11,083 BC. All right, Camping has predicted the end of the world once before on September 6th, 1994. When the sun rose on September 7th, Camping admitted he might have gotten it wrong. Anyway, whether or not the world will end next week, I thought I would begin the show with a simple tribute to that prediction. And we'll see what happens next week. I may or may not be with you. That remains to be seen. Anyway, thanks for joining me. It's Sunday night. This is The Rock Pit.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake. Birds and snakes and airplane. Lenny Bruce is not afraid. I have a hurricane. Listen to yourself. Churn world serves its own needs. Dummy serve your own needs. Beat it up an ox. Speak grunt. No strength. Clatter with fear, fight down high. Fire and a fire represented seven games in a government for hire and a combat site. Left to us and coming in a hurry with the furies breathing down your neck.
born tower, slash and burn, return. Listen to yourself churn. Locking in, uniform and book burning, blood letting. Every motive escalate, automotive centering. Light a candle, light a motive, step down, step down. Watching heel crush, crush, uh-oh. This means no fear, cavalier, renegade, steer clear. A tournament, a tournament, a tournament of lies. Offer me solutions, offer me alternatives, and I decline.
It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world.
Lester Banks, birthday party, cheesecake, jelly bean, boom, new symbiotic, patriotic, slam, button, nap, right?
What's my lesson? Look right through me. right through me. And I find it kind of funny, I find it kind of sad. The dreams in which I'm dying are the best I've ever had. I find it hard to tell you, I find it hard to take. The people run in circles, it's a very, very mad.
We'll be right back.
Started off the hour, appropriately enough, with REM and their tune End of the World as We Know It, followed by Gary Jules, his version of an old Tears for Fears song, Mad World. I put that one in there because it has a much sadder ambiance than the original tune, and we heard She Wants Revenge, Someone Must Get Hurt. Finishing off with an old classic, The Talking Heads, Burning Down the House. It's Sunday night. Thanks for joining me. I'm Cooter Jones, and this, of course, is The Rock Pit.
Who knows the evil purpose of this outlandish contraption?
Awesome!
Thank you. The car is on fire, and there's no driver at the wheel. And the sewers are all muddied with 1,000 lonely suicides. And a dark wind blows. The government is corrupt. And we're on so many drugs with the radio on and the curtains drawn. We're trapped in the belly of this horrible machine. And the machine is bleeding to death. The sun has fallen down. And the billboards are all leering. And the flags were all dead at the top of their poles. It went like this. The buildings toppled in on themselves. Mothers clutching babies peeked through the rubble and pulled out their hair. On fire, all twisted metal stretching upwards, everything washed in a thin orange haze. I said, kiss me, you're beautiful, these are truly the last days. You grabbed my hand and we fell into it like a daydream. Or a fever. surest valley of death. I open up my wallet, and it's full of blood.
Did I get killed?
People, get ready.
The robots are coming.
Music.
Round
goes the clock. My panic sounds like tick tock. Night, oh night, move on. Your clutch is much too strong.
Wow, I really get caught up in that apocalyptic stuff. We heard Wendy and Carl, a song called Consciousness, post-rock type stuff. Eben and the Witch, Marching Song, Godspeed You Black Emperor, Dead Flag Blues. Cut Chemist, My First Big Break. Jim Johnston, Pulse Enigma, finishing off the Black Keys, Everlasting Light. We're coming up on the top of the hour. We'll do station ID and we'll be right back with the Rock Pit. I'm Cooter Jones.